This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The High Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to resume its crackdown on illegal immigration in L.A. Here's CBS's Weisha Zhang.
The White House is responding to that Supreme Court ruling that lifts restrictions on roving ICE raids in Los Angeles, saying it reaffirms that, quote, lower activist judges are trying to impede the president from lawfully carrying out the American people's agenda.
House Democrats released a message allegedly written by President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. Author Barry Levine on why this is being scrutinized.
We knew that Donald Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein back in 2003. That is well known. He might have written something for this birthday book. It doesn't allege any wrongdoing, but the story blew up because Donald Trump denied it to such a great degree.
He claimed it was fake and sued the Wall Street Journal. Climate reporter Tracy Wolf tells us last month was the third hottest August globally on record. And not only that,
the last 12 months, going back to September 2024, have continued to remain above average, measuring 1.52 degrees Celsius higher than the pre-industrial era of 1850 to 1900.
Many people have diabetes but don't know it. A new study from the Global Burden of Diseases, Injuries, and Risk Factors found nearly half of people over the age of 15 were undiagnosed in 2023. Researcher Lauren Stafford.
Every country is projected to see increasing diabetes prevalence between now and 2050. So we really aren't seeing, at the population level, improvements in preventing diabetes.
A 54-year-old New Hampshire man's the latest patient to receive an experimental pig kidney. He got his new organ in June and is doing well. CBS's Jared Hill with more.
Dr. Leonardo Riella and his team at Massachusetts General Hospital also announced another pig kidney recipient set a record, 7 months so far with his organ. This as the FDA approved that the company that provides the genetically edited pig kidneys, eGenesis, can begin a significant study of kidney xenotransplants.
A deadly protest in Nepal. At least 19 were killed while demonstrating against the government's social media ban. Correspondent Chanel Call.
Now, at first, police were there. They tried to fire tear gas. They used water cannons, but they were simply outnumbered by this massive crowd there. Eventually, they had to resort to using force, the commissioner's office says, opening fire at some of those protesters.
And the government has lifted that social media ban after the violence. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My ride smells just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right. Yeah, breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
West Point recently canceled an event to honor actor Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was set to receive West Point's highest civilian honor for someone who embodies the military academy's motto of duty, honor, country. But its alumni association canceled it, and President Trump responds on social media by saying, "We don't need destructive woke recipients." Mark Montgomery is a retired Rear Admiral.
He really was a great advocate for the military, a great recruiter. This isn't a West Point issue. This is a Secretary of Defense issue. And this is about canceling an award for someone who earned it, deserved it.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Scientists at Tufts University think they may have a better version of Ozempic in the works. They say they've developed a new drug that still helps you lose weight, but doesn't have as many of the yucky side effects that are associated with GLP-2 meds, like nausea, muscle loss, and weight regain. The medication is still in the preclinical stage and has not yet been tested in human trials. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a southerly breeze to the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-50s. Quite a bit of sunshine Tuesday. We'll call it mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area. Highs in the mid and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on,
well, it feels so good.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Dream believer and a
jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la 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 di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
goes on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember, if he ever gets you high,
you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Thank you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. House Democrats released a copy of a birthday note that was allegedly written by the president to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Scott McFarlane with the latest from Washington.
The message apparently bears the signature of President Trump and comes with an outline of what appears to be a naked woman. Democrats on the U.S. House Oversight